In sub-Saharan Africa, the United Nations World Food Program reports that it's struggling to feed 43 million people. That's a record, and it's twice the number of just a decade ago. This week, we're examining various aspects of global public health, starting with hunger and disease. Adding to the crisis in Africa are the problems created by poverty, conflict, AIDS, drought, weak governments, and corrupt governments. NPR's Ophébia Quist-Arctan reports from the West African nation of Niger, scene of a devastating hunger crisis earlier this year.
Maradi, Niger's second city in the south, was hard hit by this year's calamitous food crisis. Images of stick-thin, malnourished children were beamed all over the world. And journalists, including me, reported that many babies were dying of starvation. But correctly speaking, that's not the case, says Dr. Mamoudou Abdou Garba, chief medical officer for Madarumfa district in the Maradi region.
La malnutrition n'est pas la cause directe.
These children don't die of hunger. Rather, when a child is malnourished, the immune system is weakened, making children more vulnerable. That's why we call malnutrition the link to all other infections. It's an explosive catalyst.
Almost all the severely malnourished babies seem to have a cough at this tented intensive care unit at a nutritional feeding center in Maradi run by MSF, the medical relief agency Doctors Without Borders. MSF has treated thousands of hungry babies in Niger since June. Dr. Chantal Umutoni says with the oncoming colder season accompanied by desert winds, she's seen an increase in the number of admissions of starving infants compounded by chest and other infections.
Right now we had a peak of malaria, cerebral malaria. When the children reach our center, either it is too late, they are too sick, or because of the state of malnutrition, they are so weak they die because the immune system of severe malnourished children is too low and they can't cope with diseases.
So even children at this local primary school in Maradi are learning about the causes of the most common diseases like malaria that often accompany malnutrition.
Qu'est-ce qui cause le paludisme?
Les moustiques.
Mosquitoes, of course. The children all agree enthusiastically that they should sleep under treated mosquito nets to avoid being infected with malaria, though many acknowledged they don't. The mothers are breaking their fast with a syrupy orange drink at sundown during the Muslim holy month of Ramadan. It's women like these who are the real target for awareness campaigns about good nutrition and disease prevention in a poor country that's prone to drought, hunger, and cyclical famine. In Niger, one in four children under the age of five is reported to die of poverty and hunger-related causes. Madarumfa Regional Health Chief Dr. Garba again.
We've trained what we call mother educators, up to 10 per village where possible, to teach women and men how best to feed their children, and most importantly, not to wait to take children to the clinic as soon as they fall ill.
Despite these efforts to improve primary health and fight hunger, poverty remains a key factor in access to healthcare in Niger. Women like these in Madarumfa village are workhorses. They spend the day in the fields farming, then when the harvest is good, pounding millet to prepare the meals to feed the family. But often these women don't have ready cash for emergencies. Sahara Garba, a 20-year-old mother of three from nearby Dantudu village, explains that it's difficult enough to raise the $1 or so you need for a consultation at the clinic for your child. She says once you've trekked all the way from the village, you simply don't have the extra 20 cents to pay for a syringe for a blood test if it's needed. And that's the reason, she says, that some mothers in Niger just don't bring their children to the hospital, even when they're hungry and sick.
I think the first solution is to really improve the access to health care, and then politicians must put in enough means in terms of access to food, improving agriculture, and access to the food on the market, and free health care.
So says Dr. Chantal Umutoni, the pediatrician from Doctors Without Borders, working with malnourished children in Niger.
I think if people get access to health care, the mothers just bring the children to the health centers as soon as they are sick, and we can avoid a lot of death.
There are small-scale income-generating initiatives to help women in Niger become more economically independent, says Arsène Azondo-Sessi, the coordinator in Maradi for the UN Children's Agency. One such UNICEF project benefits women and malnourished children here in Garin-Goulbi village, outside Maradi.
UNICEF has set up a goat's milk project in many villages like Garin-Goulbi. We buy the first two goats for needy mothers, and then we leave them to rear the goats and to feed the milk to malnourished children. The goats mate and multiply, and the women in turn give goats to other women who can feed other malnourished children and so on. It's a simple system that works.
Health experts here in Niger acknowledge that it'll take much more than these efforts to ensure that malnutrition and associated common diseases, as well as hunger crises like this year's, are deemed a menace of the past. But Dr. Mamadou Abdou Garba, the chief medical officer for Madarumfa District Maradi, says he's hopeful.
It takes time for people to change their behavior and habits when it's such a deep part of their culture. But I believe that if we continue along the course we have started, that in 5 to 10 years, malnutrition will seem like just a bad dream from Niger's past.
Meanwhile, despite a good October harvest, hundreds of emaciated, severely malnourished infants are being treated for a variety of infections here in Maradi and elsewhere in Niger. The UN World Food Programme ended general food distribution on October 10th, signalling the official end of the hunger crisis, though targeted distribution continues. Ofebi Akwistarkton, NPR News, Maradi, southern Niger.
Our series on global public health continues tomorrow with a story on fixing El Salvador's drinking water problem.